Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today as well, coming to you from Chicago in the United States. I live in Chicago, but we move around a lot, you know, and I'm one of those friars who likes to fix things. So whenever I move into a new house, there's always lots of little projects to work on. The toilet's running. Oh yeah, that toilet's run for years. You got to jiggle the handle and people forget. And I say, no, we can fix that, you know. It's just an adjustment, or maybe we need to replace the guts and I can do that. Or when I come to this house I live in now, oh, the gutter's leaking. Did you ever notice that? Oh, yeah, it's been leaking for years and years. Well, you know, there's this big hole developing by the foundation, and we need to get that fixed. Well, 'tis not so simple, that one, because we don't even have a ladder that gets that far up to even look and see what's going on. Ah, but people come and clean the gutters and bring a ladder, and next time we'll have them look, and oh, look, the gutter is plugged. But it's also not hung right. It's got to be re-hung. Well, we can fix the one part there, but the other one, that's going to take a little while. Because now it's coming on to winter, and you can't hang gutters in the winter in Chicago. So, maybe next spring, maybe in the summer. That one's going to take a little longer to fix. Problems. Solutions. Some are quick, some are longer term. Today is the feast of the chair of Peter, and we have a wonderful scripture from Matthew today where Jesus tells Peter, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." But you know, I believe that. The netherworld will not prevail against the church, but that doesn't mean it's not going to keep trying. It may not break the church completely, but it's always chipping away at it at the edges. And just like a house, you got to keep fixing things as you see that they're wrong. Otherwise, the whole place just falls down around you eventually. And like a house, some things in our church are easy to fix. We're always, you know, tweaking liturgy these days and looking at who should be in what positions of authority that'll do a better job at it. But some problems, well, they take a little longer to fix. Like what to do about women in the church. Pope Francis is trying to give women more positions of authority. But 'tis not an easy thing to do. We finally have a good step in that direction, but more needs to happen. But that doesn't mean we don't work on it. And it doesn't mean we don't give up. Patiently working to fix things. That's how we keep the gates of the netherworld from overwhelming us or taking away our hope. We can make a better church. We can fix the things that are wrong with God's help. That is a sure promise. And that's what really the Feast of the Chair of Peter is all about. We'll always have people to help us keep things in good work and order. So God bless you and keep the faith. Amen.